Good morning. This past week's daf, Maseches Zeirin, Daf Samaches. The beginning of the daf, which actually starts towards the end of Samach Zayin on Beis, very important Gemara concerning the din of Amir LaAkum. Amir LaAkum, and there's a question in Rishayim. Actually, there are many views how to understand the Gemara. Let's learn this piece of Gemara. We'll talk a little bit about this. Gemara starts as follows. There's a child. It's concerning Mila. The hot water that was necessary concerning the Mila that was prepared before Shabbos, it was spilled. It spilled. So Rabbi said to them, the people that were involved over there, go bring hot water from my house. I have hot water by me in my house. Go bring it here. Abaye said that we can't bring it. We didn't make an eruv. Fine, we can rely on the sheet of the Mavi. We didn't make a sheet of my voice either. So now he told him, okay, so you can't do it yourself, but find a guy. Get a guy, and the guy will carry the water from my house to the house where the tinnik was. So Amr Abaye, Abaye says that I wanted to ask on the psak of Rabbah over here that he said that a goy, we could use a goy to do it. And Rabbi Yosef, what he said held me back. When we were learning about Rabbi Yehuda, Hava Omar Lon, he told us the following. By the rice, when someone gives a psak, if there's a question on that psak, we say, first have to clarify all questions. Sources which seem to be opposing this psak have to be clarified before we actually take action with the psak. But Drabonon, but if it's concerning an issue, Drabonon Diki issue, We rely on the psak of the Chochom, and then if we have any questions, we ask afterwards. So, being that this was a question of a Drabonon, Amir Lakum, so therefore Abaye said that I didn't ask. I allowed them to carry through to follow the psak. And that thing Mora says, the Bosar Chochim, after it was done, after they got the Nochri, they brought it over. Omalei, my boy, what was it that you wanted to ask? Omalei, told me smiles, the sign, Hazor Shfus. Now this is a little misleading the way the Gemara over here, the over here. He's bringing a Bryson. The Bryson only talks about Hazor. Now this part of Amir and Mila Nochri Shfus is not actually part of the Bryson. This was his own comparison. Hazor Shfus v'amir l'nochri Shfus. Ma Hazor Shfus v'ein edeiches Shabbos, ach amir l'nochri Shfus v'ein edeiches Shabbos. Actually, it refers to the source, Mimorim Psachim, that the word over there says that person in needs to purify himself in order to bring the Korban Pesach. He needs Hazom to spray on him from the Parah Aduma in order to mitaref him to Mas Meis. Now the Isser of making the Hazom on Shabbos is only in an Isser Drabonon. Nevertheless, the Chazal held their iser that we're not, one is not allowed to make that zohar in Shabbos, even though it's going to prevent the person from being able to bring the korban Pesach. That's what it says in that's what the source says, that hazor shfus ve'ein edeiches Shabbos. And we're not deiches Shabbos b'mokam mitzvah. That's what Rashi explains. Well, that's the issue. Of course, it means shfus is the mitzvah Shabbos and Shteisach. We mean that it's that. Therefore, even b'mokam mitzvah, even though a mitzvah, korban Pesach, which will be nullified by upholding the shvus, Chazal held their strength of the shvus, even though it's withholding a mitzvah from being performed. So Abaya related that to here also. Our situation is such that we need to be mekayim the mila. In order to do the mila, we're talking about. I can show you speak out that we're talking about the water that was necessary before the milo, in order to prepare the child. So without the mayim kam, without water, we wouldn't be able to do the milo. So getting the water is enabling us to do the mitzvah. If we would not be getting the water, then we wouldn't be able to do the mitzvah today. So on that, Abaye related one to the next, that just like Hazor Shvus Ve'en Dech the Shabbos, the Shvus you see from over there, even B'mokah Mitzvah, is not Dech Shabbos, it's Afa Mila Nochri Shvus Ve'en Dech the Shabbos. So too, Amila Nochri, even though we're saving a mitzvah from to be able to be performed, it's not a reason for us to push away the Isser of Amila Nochri. And therefore, Abaye contended the psak of Rabba. This brisa seems to say that you can't rely on asking a good. Is Amir la'akum? Amir la'akum. You can't to be even on Isra on Shabbos in order to enable a mitzvah. That's what Abaye's question was. Omalei. So on that, Rabba answered him back that. You're making a mistake. You're relating two things which are non-related. Is there no difference to you between a shfus, is rabbonon, which has a ma'isah, and a shfus which has no ma'isah? Meaning to say, I mean, akopon the cheshbon of the Gemara is that hazor is shfus this be'ma'isah, and Amila Nochri, in our situation, is the shvus the less b'maisim. That's the difference that he's making. He said it's not the same thing that you see in that b'maisim. And now the Gemara continues, which we'll see. These words are questionable. Whether these words are part of the Girsa in the Gemara. The Hamar lo Amila Nochri zil ochem, because I didn't tell the guy to heat up the water. We just ask him to bring it. That's the Gemara. This is the Gemara. Now we'll see there's a big question as far as what is the point? What are the two categories that the Gemara is making? A difference between Shvuz this b'mais and Shvuz the less b'mais. We'll see that it has very large ramifications in halacha. A difference in what the halacha is.
I understand something about this. We're comparing now Hazor to Amir La'akum. Mm-hmm. Hazor is a derisive thing. The Torah tells you should do Hazor.
Right. But the prohibition of Hazor on Shabbos, right?
Oh.
That's what I mean. Of course, the concept of doing it, the necessity of doing it, is the derisive thing. Right, but we're talking about why may one not do it on Shabbos? Right? If the halacha over there is that if the proper time to do the Hazor is going to come out on Shabbos, mm-hmm. Then you're not allowed to do it.
But we're comparing a deraisa dika concept of hazor to amir la'akum, which is in Gansan.
Well, we're comparing isurim. Uh-huh. Right? That's what we're comparing. And as far as we're concerned, prohibitions.
One is a deraisa.
But the prohibition is not deraisa. Mm-hmm. Even the concept is deraisa, right? Mm-hmm.
The mila would be parallel to the hazor, right?
The timing.
Well, that's not such
a the timing. Because the meal has to be done on the
meal is the
Pesach has to be done on the
Pesach.
Yeah.
So to perform them both in the time, you have to be over on a shvis.
Mm. Right. Yeah. So that's what we have over here is right. We're comparing Yisurim prohibitions, and Rabba's psak. What did Rabba say? Rabba said that well, get a guy to bring it. Right. So the question is, meaning, what does that help me? I mean, you're not tell a guy. Right, to do an issa that you couldn't do yourself on Shabbos. So what's he gaining? Right? The answer is that, well, since it's in order to perform a mitzvah, that's the basis of his head. Right? That a shvus seems to be, Rabbi was saying, shvus is mutter b'mokum mitzvah. And that Abai was saying, I'll show you it's not like that. That shvus, an issa rabbanan, doesn't get pushed away in order to enable a mitzvah to be done. Mitzvah derives to be done. Right? So on that, the Gemara says that it wasn't a good comparison. Right? There are two categories. True, Hazor would not be mutter on Shabbos, even though it's Isra Rabbonin. The mitzvah wouldn't be matter, wouldn't permit this Isra Rabbonin. However, our situation of Amir La'akam telling a goy to carry it is in a different category, and such a thing would be mutter. That's what Gemara says, and we're going to discuss right now what is that difference. What's the point of that difference? And we'll see in other cases which category do they fall into. And this Gemara Rashi doesn't tell us anything. Let's see. If you want to take out the Gemara Shabbos, and we'll see that there's a riff at the end of Perek Blessed the Mila.
Oh, this is
Shamus. Here in the Rif, it's page for not daf nun vav in the daf of Rif. Yes, and if you just go back a little bit to Nun Hamad Bays, last few lines over here. Third line from the bottom, the last word, Ashkech von Valochus Gedolus, the riches bringing from the Bahag. The question exact here, Sylvia, how you read this, but it says over there, V'hechad Aisi Izmon B'mali Shabso L'Shabso. In a situation where the knife that was not necessary to make the meal was brought before Shabbos, the ignev or ifkim mikame mila, and it was stolen, or it was nifkam, that it got unfit for use as is before the mila, and this happened on Shabbos. And here you are on Shabbos, and you don't have a knife, which is sharlan memel nochel. It's who say. He says that it's mutter to tell a guy, I believe, to sharpen it, so to bring in another knife. It's mutter, you could tell a guy, and he brings Agamor as the source. Kahi yinuka dishtapech mimei. Agamor, how yinuka dishtapech mimei. Amlu rabba laisumi goy bisoy. Bring the hot water from my house. Barbing brings the whole Gemara. Fine, we could just skip to the end over here. Let's pick up from Hodar Omarloi. A few lines down. My boy is the Soisve. What did you want to ask after it was done? Omarloi meho de sanya azosh fosi. Christ says, "Hazor shvus mir lenochri shvus hi ma hazor shvus ven deich shabbos af mir lenochri shvus ve'ene deich shabbos." Now that was the source that he asked from. Amalev loishon loch ben shvuz dis be meis le shvuz les be meisim. Let me just see over here. So, okay. So, Hamal Lo Yomale Lenoch Rezil Ochem Li. To my, okay, we'll see. This is not really in the gears over here. El Zil Eislis Be Maisi Daim. El Dibur Ma'am. Okay, we'll see how the Bahag learns as far as, you know, the Hamal Lo Yomale Lenoch Rezil Ochem Li, that you didn't tell the guy to heat up the water, the maisi the awesome and the raisam, ela zil aisili. Told him to bring the lesbe maisa the adayim. Lesbe maisa the adayim, ela di buru ba'alma. Di buru ba'alma, it was only, he didn't tell the guy to do an action, we'll see, ela di buru ba'alma. Vishosak le masa tshuva. Vishosak le masa tshuva. Now the Bahag is taking out from over here that really you could tell a guy to do on Isser, if the guy is doing, he can do anything as long as what you're doing is you're telling the guy to do it and you're not doing it yourself, then it's mutter. Now we'll see. Let's see a little clearer over here on the tap. See in the Ran. The top line in the Ran, Das Harav Bal Halachas G'day Lizal. You see that? Mm-hmm. Right? The view, the Shita of Bal Halachas is Shematir Namir Lenochri, that we're Matir Amir Lenochri, Afil B'dover Shish B'Melochu Gemura. Even something which has a Melochu, you ask him something, that something is a Melochu, if you show we do it, it's Issa Deraisim. Gav Machshir Milo. The fisher whom it farish, because he, the Bahag, explains, Ha damrinam. This that says Nigmor by us in Erevin, Kabehu Yunuk Ishtapach Mimi, damrinam. The Gemara over there, at the end of the Gemara, comes out with a difference. Voishoni loch bein shfuz dis be maisa, shfuz les be maisa. This is how the Bahag understands the difference in the Gemara. Kechol shfuz, shenasa aide Yisrael, any shfuz that the Yisrael who is doing the action, Kigoyin hazo, Karina and Shvuz this be mais. That's what it means. Shvuz this be mais. We're making a difference in Shvuzin. Two different kinds of Shvuzin. So a Shvuz which the Yisrael himself is involved in the action, he's making the hazo. Ulefikach afal pi she'ein ba mela Shvuz. Even though the severity of the Isser is only drabonon. Nevertheless, Chazal still said that you can't do a mitzvah, which the mitzvah is a very strong mitzvah, because someone who's mevatel Pesach and it is chayav koris. Nevertheless, Chazal upheld their isser. They're not going to allow a Yisrael to do an action, which is also, even though the isser is also rabbanim. Aval amir lenochri. However, if all the Yisrael is doing is just dibur, there's no action. Amir lenochi, afil bimlocho gemura, kirin and shfus les b'maise. Even if what the goy is doing is considered a melocha deraisa, such a thing would be mutter. Afil melocha gemura, kirin and shfus les b'maise. Kivan doli ovid Yisrael maise klal. Since Yisrael's involvement over here is not with the maise. So the Bahag's chiluk is, he's making a chiluk between the involvement of Yisrael in this shvus and in that shvus. When the Braise says that hazor cannot be done on Shabbos, on that the Gemara says, you know why? That's because Yisrael is personally involved. It's a shvus the is b'maisa. There's an action of the Yisrael involved over here. So over there, even though the Isra is an Isra, but Chazal didn't give any leniency, even though we're pushing off a mitzvah. The Raisa, a very chomidic mitzvah, the Raisa, which is a chorus. However, the Gemara says, Rabbi's psak in this case over here was if Amir la'akam, if the issa that we're dealing with is just telling a guy to do something, so the issa just needs a dibur, right? Yisrael's not doing anything over here. He's telling a guy to do something. So such a thing, such nisa rabbanon doesn't stand the mokem mitzvah, and therefore you could tell the guy to do anything, even if you're telling him to do something which the severity of what he's doing is on the derived tzaddikah level.
This we didn't see.
Well, we'll see. See, this is really that girsa, and this is really contrary to the girsa. Because let's say they had to tell the guy to heat up water. According to this, you could do it. Right?
But that wasn't the story.
But that wasn't the story. That wasn't the story. As a matter of fact, I'm saying the girsa that we have seems to say contrary to that, and we'll see in a second. Look at this. Well, if he's there, according to this shita, that will continue in the Ran. According to this Ran, loy gas sin on hosom. We're not gerus in the Gemara Erevin, the homar loy omar lay zil ochim li. Because I didn't, the psak was not to go heat up the water, as if to say that would be also. According to the Bahag, that gerus is not right. Shalafishi tosai, because according to the Bahag, I feel memalei lehecham leishori, it'll be mutter. He'll be mutter, right? The main difference over here is what's the Yisrael's involvement? If Yisrael's involvement is not anything more than dibur, then fine, you can tell him go ahead to do it, even if it involves an issa d'oraisa. And therefore, this is what I'm talk about, that in that case, there's a question exactly what the case was, meaning to say that the hot water was being brought from Rabbi's house to here. Where was Rabbi's house? Where was, you know, what kind of Isser was that? Well, according to this, you know, even if there was a Rishus Rav in between, which involved an Isser deraisa, it's fine, right? No worse than, right? Because as long as what you're doing is a Shvuz Lezbe Ma'isa, it's Mutab Moka Mitzvah.
If they were ready to cause him to be over on Isser deraisa by Hazor,
they were
to miss out on Karban Pesach. By not allowing him the Hazor,
right.
He would come
right.
To an Issa
Chorus. No, he's not. Of course, he won't be over Chorus because he's being prevented. Right? Chazal telling him not to do it.
So he doesn't get Chorus?
Nobody, he won't get Chorus. No. But talking about the severity.
Why? It's a chib to bring, to be partaking in
the
Chorus.
Yeah, he's an oinus.
State of an oinus.
Right? You know, he'll be like anyone who's Tomei, right? Person who's Tomei, right? But, you know, see, the question is, does he have the ability to make himself to retire himself, to make him valid for the korban, so the Chazal telling him not to do it.
Uh-huh.
Right. But so when we say that it's mitzvah, that it's a b'mokum koris, it's the severity of the mitzvah. Uh-huh. Of course, there's no koris now, but such an important mitzvah, which is a koris, someone who knowingly nullifies it, nevertheless, that's what we mean over here. Yeah. Now, let's see the Ran a little bit further over here. There's a question that the Ran touches, how far reaching does this go? Meaning like this. V'nim sapishkun shal dvarim lefishi tizum. The psak, according to this shita, would come out like this. Shematirin amir lenochri, afilab amlocha gemura, legabe machshire mila, things which are machshire mila. You know, as we know that the Mila itself, that's what the Gemara talks about, the Mila is Deicha Shabbos, and things which are considered the actual mitzvah itself, Machshir Mila, things which are, call them preparations to enable the mitzvah, they're not Deicha Shabbos. However, according to the Shita, that through a Goy, right, you could do any kind of preparation Machshir mitzvah, in order to enable the mitzvah to be done, you could ask a guy to do it in any level of an ismloch gemura. Now he goes further. Now his question is that it says in the Gemara according to the Bahag, but this one is talking about Mila. Right? Now there's another question. Is this, can we take out this as a general all mitzvahs, or maybe it's limited to Mila? We know that Mila itself has a special loch, that Mila itself is Doichin Shabbos, which is something that you don't find by other mitzvahs. So is this that the Gemara says, gives us this leniency limited to a strong mitzvah like Mila, or maybe who has in all mitzvahs? In Bono Lahash Vesham mitzvahs machshim mid, there she hish voice in her dambam, lafishi tosoim. Now, were we to attach the Shitas HaRambam to the Bahari? Now, you see, it's very careful the way he says it, because the Rambam doesn't learn the main difference in the Gemara like Bahag. Right, we'll see. However, the Rambam, the Heter that it says in the Gemara, whatever it is, different than the Bahag, not as far reaching as the Bahag, but the Rambam holds that it applies to all mitzvahs. It's not limited. Whatever it's had Heter that Rabbah paskin over here is not limited to Milah. It's clear in the Rambam. So that's why the Rambam is speaking there. Were we to apply the Shitas HaRambam in this aspect, that the Heter is Gemara, is not limited to the mitzvah of Milah, but all mitzvahs have this Heter, were we to take this and add that, put that into the Shitas HaBahag, it would come out, Af b'chol ha-mitzvahs, all mitzvahs, not that Milah nochi, afilu b'mlochah gemura. It should come out, according to that, that whenever you have a mitzvah situation, in order to enable mitzvah to be done on Shabbos, you could tell a goy to do, and there's no limit to what he could do. Even a malacha, the rice that he could do, that would help us. If you take the shittas of Bahag and combine the shittas of Rambam, that's what will come out.
If you're combining it.
Right, we're combining it. V'nireh, shezehu das harav bal ha'itizal. And it would seem to be that this is the basis of the shittas bal ha'itir. Bahag, it's not clear that he's going so far. But in the bal ha'itir seems to be a combination of these two. Shehiter loymer lenochi lahadlik loyes haner l'sut haShabbos, right? Sut haShabbos, right? He says that you could tell God, which is a malacha d'naisa, it's not a mitzvah. It's based on this that he must have learned the main gemara like the Bahag, that as long as Amir Lakam is only telling a goy, so then the mokka mitzvah he could do in isn't the raisa, and he held that the mitzvah that the gemara was relying on was not limited to Mila, anything which is mitzvah, and that's the basis of the psak of the Baal Ha'itir, right? Which, like we're saying, this is, a step further than the Bahag. The Bahag, we don't know that this applies to any other mitzvah than Mila, right? The definitely obvious shayim which are machalik between mitzvah and Mila and other mitzvahs. So that's the Bahag. Taking the Bahag Shita a step further, combining it with what we know that the Rambam holds that this Gemara is lav dafka, the mitzvah of Mila. That will develop us the Shitas Baal HaItir, and that's how Baal HaItir learned the Gemara, that's what the Ran is saying, and that's how he came up with such a psak
l'halocha. How does he combine it? Maybe the Rambam didn't mean to go so far.
No, and I don't think that he's coming from the Rambam. I mean, that's how he himself, just however the Rambam...
But by combining it, he's going pretty far. Maybe the Rambam's learning it the way he's learning it, limited to no further than not being Ivan Isirim Deraisa. And maybe the Bahag is limiting it to just Milam. By combining it, he goes pretty far.
You're right. But this is the Baal HaItir. This is the Baal HaItir. This is how he learned. He has the authority to learn more his way. The Baal HaItir is not coming from the Rambam. Baal HaItir learned more himself. Like the Rambam learned more.
Uh-huh.
And that's what we mean to say. Right? And he understood. Right? Just like there are both. These two aspects in the Gemara, some Rishonim hold, as far as what the Chilik is, like the Bahag, and whether the Gemara is limited. So it could be that all the Rishonim don't put the two together, but he personally did. Right, that's what he means to say. But you're right. He's not taking the Bahag and the Rambam and Rishonim developing a new halacha. Right? I think this is his own approach to the Gemara, which in one aspect is similar to the Bahag, and one aspect is similar to the Rambam. Okay, now let's see. Let's come back into the Rif, because the Rif does not agree with this. The Rif is not ready to give such a heter, such an extended heter on Amir L'Akam on Shabbos. Let's pick up over here from the last narrow line. V'ayninan behu, Sotar Rif, that we looked into this, we did some research, as far as this Gemara over here. V'ashkechon delav mili d'sam chenenu. And we feel that it's not something which should be relied on, right? To be makel, to be so lenient. We can't rely on this. Umiguf the hayuv the yalfis, the osu lemeim lenoch letzvusei or lusi derech rishus haram. And from the sugi itself, we would have developed on the contrary that it's also to tell a goy thing to do an issa deraisa for the purpose of milah. Midik omalei the homar Loi omalei zil ochimli. He had the girsa in the Gemara, that is girsa, and he says that this girsa would show just the opposite. Right? Remember we saw the Ran says that obviously the Baal of the Hag was not goyrus like this, but the Rif says that there is a girsa in the Gemara, which this girsa like, right, says clearly that he said that the reason why it's mutter for me to do this, and there's a difference between this and hazor, is because we're not telling the guy to heat up the water. We're just telling the guy to carry it. So obviously, according to this girsa, this is contrary to the Bahag. The Bahag obviously didn't have this girsa, but the Rif is saying that according to this girsa, mechlal the osur lemeimer lenochri zil ochimli. This girsa will be very apparent that it would be also to tell a goy to heat the water. The kama me'avosa toba hypirusha. And there are many authorities who, according to the understanding of the Rif, that they would tell you they made a mistake in understanding the Kavanas HaGemara. But hypirusha the high memra. The kasavi, the high the omelev loy shonile. They understood that the difference that the Gemara was making was referring to Hazor. The Shvus da Hazor, Shvus de Is Be Maisa, or Shvus de Amira Les Be Maisa Be Adayim. They understood the Gemara. It's a little clear over here. When he speaks out, like we saw in the Ran, the Rif himself now speaking out how the Vahag and those who go in Koin Tashit understood the Gemara. That the Gemara meant to make a difference between Shvus de Iste Mais, Les Be Mais, so was saying a difference between the Shvus of Azor and the Shvus of Amir La'akam. And that's how they came out, that Amir La'akam could be pushed away at any cost, whatever you tell him to do, the Mokam Mitzvah. That's how they understood. That's the difference. Hazor is also Amir La'akam is Mutter, right? Without any stipulations in the heter of Amir La'akam. Amir La'akam is less by Ma'isa. There's no action. The Dibur Ba'amahu, all the Yisrael is doing is just Dibur. The Akshu Bo Hochi, the Amri, Hoyo of Amir La'nochri Shvus, the less by Ma'isa, Ma'li, Yomalei Aisili, Migoy Be'isoi, Umali Omalei Zil Ochimli. And if that's how you learn the Gemara, so there's no difference what you tell him. Tavai Shvus Les Be Maisinin, Hukidur Ba Amahu, Vishoru. So that's how they developed this halacha. That once the point of the heter is that Amir La'akam is Shvus the Les Be Maisin, so there's no difference what you're telling him to do. Your involvement is always deeper. Right, so he explains that the what caused them to make the mistake was the Nusach HaGemara, the Kasabi, the Lek B'Gemara, the Homar, Loi Omale Zil Ochimli. They didn't have that Girsa. Ela Tausa, fine, they took out that Girsa. They felt it was a mistake. He says, no, it's a proper girsa. This girsa which would prohibit telling a goy to heat something up. Now, okay, well, let's just try to get to the point over here, what we're saying. The question over here is, the Gemara is making a difference. So definitely, the first glance, the Gemara seems to be making a difference between the two Isurim. Right? He related Hazor and Amir La'akum. So the Gemara seems to be making that chiluk. That seems to be what the Gemara is making. Shvus the Isbe Ma'isa, the Lesbe Ma'isa. Seems to be dividing what he related, these two things. Right? So that's why it would come out like that. Now, and if that's true, so as long as you're telling the goy to do it, it's mutter. So the Girsa which says that when you tell the goy to heat it up, wouldn't make sense with that, because we just said that as long as it's less than mice, it's mudr. Now let's see over here how the Rif learns the Gemara. The Rif says, no, it's a proper girsa. Now let's see over here. You see right by that base in the brackets over here? Keep down to that line. See, Ela Nuschid Ma'al Yeninhu, it's a proper Nusach, V'loi Pirushe Kidiko Savi Luhu. And the Pshat Gemara is not like they thought. Ela, as follows. Hai the Omar Lev, Loi Shoni Le, Lamar, Ben Shfuz, this Ben Ma'is, Le Shfuz, the Les Ben Ma'isam, Lava Shfuz, Da Zoko Omar Le. We're not talking about the Shfuz of Hazor. We're not being Mechal between Hazor and something else, and Amir La'akum. El Hochiko Omar Le. This is what the Gemara means. This is the Risp Pshat Gemara. This that you're saying that originally you're comparing Amilinochi to and you held Amilinochi as a Shvus, the Komadamisele, the Shvus Dazom, and you're comparing it to the Shvus of Hazor, the Asirom. On that thing, Mora says, Loishonilach, the Shvus da Amir Gufo, Ben Shvus this be Mais, the Shvus the Les be Mais, Shvus Bise Melocho. The Gemara is saying that true, you could compare Amir Lenochri to Hazor. However, in Amir Lenochri itself, there's a chilut. That's what the Rif learns the Gemara. Shvus the is b'mayis and less b'mayis is all making a difference in Amir La'akri. That's what he means over here. Lo yishoni loch b'shvus da Amir Gufo. On that he was saying, is there no difference to you in what the Amir is about? It makes a difference what you're telling the guy. That's what he's saying. You know, you're right to relate Amir La'akum to Hazor. However, it depends what you're telling the guy. That's the difference. Ben Shfus is Ben Melochom. You see, he translates Maisa differently. Right? And he's going to speak out clearly. Maisa over here doesn't mean action. Maisa means Melochom. Melochom the Reis. A shvus the isve melocha, le shvus the lesve melocha. The homalo yomale zil ochim li the isve melocha. He's going with the girsa. That this girsa is because he didn't tell him to heat it. What will be the problem? Because that will be a shvus the isve maisa. Maisa means melocha. Ella didn't tell him that. Ella aisili migoy beisoi ko omar. All he told him to do was to carry from my house. The tiltul ba'almahu, the less be melocha. He told him to do something which is tiltul ba'am. There was no melocha, the rice, so they weren't passing through from one mashus to the next. The shamit minom. So we hear from over here, the chiam mina milenoch ishfus. When do we say, amilenoch ishfus, and it will be similar to hazor? That's bedover shum melocha. Something which is a melacha deraisa, abdav shein a melacha, kagoyin hai. However, when what you want the goy to do is not a melacha deraisa, lo yaminim be'amir lenoch v'shvos. On that, we don't say that you can't do it because amir lenoch v'shvos.
Hazor would be a melacha deraisa?
No, hazor.
Maisa, which is a melacha deraisa?
What we're saying, no, we're not even talking about hazor.
Right. Well, he's comparing it, but I mean, he brought it as a comparison.
He brought it as a comparison, and that he's saying, what he's saying is like this. Let's see. Now he's saying that Amir La'akam is mutter only when you're telling him to do something which is an issa drabonim. Now, what the nusach and the poskim, this is what they call a shvus to shvus, a double drabonim, right? Because there's one drabonim that you tell the goy. And even what he's doing is a drabonon, right? So that's what the Gemara says over here. Hazor is one drabonon, right? That's why. So that's what the Gemara means. The difference is over here whether it's one drabonon or a double drabonon, right? That's the chiluk. So Amir La'akum, which is one drabonon, because the guy is doing it isa deraisa, so that's one. That will be comparable to Hazor, which the Yisrael is doing it. He's doing it drabonon, one drabonon, one drabonon. Is not, we can't be matter be mokum mitzvah. But a double drabonon, mm-hmm. Right, that's what, so shvus to shvus, right, that's mutter be mokum mitzvah. That's what this Gemara is going to be saying.
It doesn't make any reference to that. He's comparing it to melacha deraisa, and really we don't have an issue here, a melacha deraisa in either case.
In either case, he's making a difference in Amir La'akum, right? That's what he's saying. Yeah. The Gemara means to say that in Amir La'akum will be matter if it's an Isser Drabonon, right? That's what he means to say, right? Therefore, Amir La'akum is Isser Drabonon. So if what the guy will be doing is the rice, then we comparable to, then it will go into the category of Hazo, right? That's what we're saying over here. There's two levels of Amir La'akum.
But it wouldn't be comparable if we told them to go warm up the water, because then that would mamash be the deraisa.
Because it's on drabonon, right? It means what's happening is because it's Amir La'akum, right? He's doing something.
But we're asking him to do what would be a malachas deraisa.
Okay, but what I mean, the whole issue is for the Yisrael, right? It's only Sefkol Seif, it's Yisrael's issue. So what is the severity of what the Yisrael is doing here? Sefkol Seif is only Namir La'akum. So even though the guy is doing it, okay, fine. So that just makes it that it's not more lenient than an Isser Drabonon, right? Because on that side, you're telling him to do, and it's a deraisa. Okay, fine, but Sefkol Seif, it's Amir La'akum, right? It's a drabonon. So this is how the Rif learns the Gemara. Rif learns the Gemara that the heter of the Gemara over here of Amir La'akum would not be matter. This is what he means to point out. The Bahag learns that the Gemara is making a difference between Hazor and Amir La'akum. Amir La'akum is mutter. That's what the Gemara is saying, right? Amir La'akum is not like Hazor. Amir La'akum is always mutter on Shabbos Mokka Mitzvah. That's what comes out of the Gemara according to the Bahag Shita. And on that, the Rif is saying that the Gemara doesn't mean to make a difference between Hazor and Amir La'akum, which would put Amir La'akum on the heter side in all situations. The Gemara is making a difference in Amir La'akum. What the Gemara is saying is that you're right. You're right to relate Amir La'akum to Hazor. However, there are guidelines. What situation Amir La'akum is compared, what's not compared? You're saying that it's always compared. That's not true. It's only compared to Hazor when the Isser that the guy is doing is an Isser deraisa. So therefore you only have one drabonon over here. Right? One drabonon, that taka you see from Hazor, one drabonon will not matter the mokim mitzvah. But if you have over here a combination of two drabonons, that first of all, Amir La'akum. Second of all, even what he's doing, even if Yisroel were to do that, it would only be an Isser Drabonon. This is what we call Shvus to Shvus. That you don't see. And that Rabbi is saying, that was the basis of my heter. Right. That is what comes out of this Gemara, according to the Rif. Right? So the Rif is not ready to be matter so far. Right, so that's the big shadow here. What is it saying in this Gemara over here? According to the Bahag, Bahag says that the Israel of Mir La'akam, since only Dibur, is Mutter of Mokka Mitzvah. Mokka Mil of Mokka Mitzvah, as far as that's concerned. And according to the Rif, and then the Rif says, no, that's not what it says in the Gemara. Right? This Gemara is the dinner of Shvus to Shvus. Now, once the Shvus to Shvus, we have to see. See, I'm using that Nusach a little lightly, because Shvus to Shvus, I mean, really would apply to things which are not Amir La'akum, right? So you have to know, right, whether that's really the proper Nusach. You know, does that mean from any time you have a combination of two drabonons, or again, it's only based on Amir La'akum, that is Dibur, right? That's a weak drabonon. That's why if you combine another drabonon, it'll be Mutter Mokka Mitzvah. Right, that's another thing that.
So according to Bahag, Amir La'akum on a Isser deraisa would be mutter.
Yeah.
According to Lif, that would not be
right.
True.
Right. Okay. Right. So they're arguing really on that case, which is the nafka mina. If you were to tell the guy to heat up the water, right, would it be mutter or not? The Bahag is saying sure, it's mutter, and that's why he can't have that gears in the Gemara, because even if he would have told him that, then it would have been fine. Yeah. So this is the machlekes over here, and let's go back now into the Ran. The end of the Rif, we're not going to see this inside right now, but the Rif goes into taking care of the Lashon HaGemara. Maisa means Melacha in this Gemara. He's not so concerned about that. I find that the Lashon in the Torah of Melacha is Shesh Yisimei HaMaisen. Not concerned about the Alusha, and not so happy with this Doichak that he's making in the Gemara. And Mikoyach, that maybe a third Pshat is developed, the Ritzvah talks about Rabbi Yoinis Pshat. Let's see. You see where it starts with Masal Avol in the Ran. Avol Das, Harav Afasi Zal, which you just saw Enikain. Shehu Soiver, he holds, Lo Yishar Mila Nochri B'machshir Mila, Elo B'dovor, only such a thing, Shafil Adai Yisrael, Enei Elo Mishum Shvos. Only if the thing that's being done by the guy, even if Yisrael were to do it, it's only on the level of a Shvos. Ukumesh Kosibul Choysev, like he writes clearly over here. V'chein das harambam, and this is the Shittas Harambam in Perek Beis Mehilchas Mila. For who zal hiter shvus to shvus? The heter, what's the heter that says in the Gemara? Shvus to shvus. The hainu amila nochri bedover shuhum ishum shvus. Amila nochri would be mutter in if what you're telling him to do is the extent of the iser is only a shvus. Kimach shire lulav, v'shoifer, such a thing like this. And this is going, you know, according to the Shittas HaRambam that we could relate the mitzvah over here, not limited to Mila, other mitzvahs also. Abel HaRambam zal soiv the b'kagav nanam lishori ela b'mila b'lvad. The Ramban holds that it's only mutter b'mila. Only Mila. It seems to me that the Ramban goes in the Shittas HaRifa HaRambam that the heter. The Ramban goes in the Shittas Harifa Rambam, but the Heter anymore is Shvus to Shvus. Nevertheless, it's not a Heter which could be extended to all mitzvahs. It's limited to Mila. Loishar el b'mila b'lvad, l'fishenit n'shabas litcheis etzlos. Since Mila itself, we find that to perform the actual Mila, one could do it on Shabbos, even though he's over in the deraisim. So we see that the strength of the mitzvah of Mila is such that Shabbos is nidches, so that's why we find a heter concerning drabonans on Mila. Avu b'shah mitzvahs ein doichin shvus klal. For other mitzvahs, we wouldn't be able to. Kid ashkechon v'ladachin on shvus tishus mokum pseida. Just like when there's a loss, would not matter a shvus tishvus. So mitzvahs would be similar to that of pseida, and this that it says in the Gemara over here, a heter is limited to Mila, according to the Ramban. Okay, maybe it happens in Gemara concerning this. So what we have over here is two main shittas, and then we have a difference between even of the shittas, which limit the heter. There's another limitation. The rif, that's how we pass him with the rif in the Rambam as far as what the heter is in Gemara. The heter in Gemara is based on a shvuz de shvuz, but then on top of that you have Ramban who's more machmer and limits the whole heter to Mila. Just read over the mechaber paskins like the Ramban in Hilchos Mila Simreish Samach Vov. In Sifhei Shochov Lehevi Sakin Mel of Shabbos. They forgot, they didn't bring a knife. Omer la'akum lohavi sakim b'shabbos. You could ask a guy to bring the knife on Shabbos. Well, eventually, yavi yos derech Ram. But make sure he doesn't do it in the rice. Right? He should not be going through Rishis Ram. Kholi sholdover. Kholdover shasi yosei b'shabbos asur ol av mishum shvus. Anything which the prohibition on Shabbos to the Yisrael himself is only on the level of a shvus. We could ask a guy to do it. They last his mitzvah bismana. Any mitzvah bismana. Mitzvah bismana. Bismana. Because Mila, we're not even talking about it. Anything shasiyosa asur lenu mishum melacha. Also, lo nolim leakom lasayis b'shabbes. That we can't tell. If that thing for Yisrael to do it with novav nesa deraisa, that you can't tell a guy to do it on Shabbos. Any mitzvah, right? That's how the Rambam paskins, la locha, like the Rambam. So it's this middle shita. Inside echad, like the going tells us that this is the sheet is a Rambam for Arif over here, that he's passing over here, that the heter in the Gemara is Shvus to Shvus. However, the Rambam extends his heter to any mitzvah. And that's why the Rambam doesn't limit this to Mila. Any mitzvah would be Muta Amila Akum on if what you're telling him only vows in this Rabbon.
That's the halacha?
Yeah.